Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. At least one death is blamed on a storm system that has caused severe damage in some Gulf Coast states by way of tornadoes, floods, and hail. CBS's Mark Strassman.
It's the same storm system that brought heavy rain and hail to East Texas. More than a foot of rain fell in some parts of the state. And in Dallas, a month's worth of rain fell in just 3 hours. One death from the storm has been reported in Mississippi outside Jackson, where the storm churned a swath of downed trees and power lines.
Consumer inflation jumped 0.4% in March, and we're paying 3.5% more than this time last year. CBS's Joling Kent reports.
Inflation is so stubborn and so sticky, and people continue to pay more for monthly expenses, daily expenses. I mean, all you have to do is take a look at the fact that rent and gas drove more than half of March's inflation number.
As Muslim families gathered in West Philadelphia to celebrate the end of Ramadan, gunshots sent them running and screaming. KYW's Nina Barani.
I see a cane, several sandals, some spilled food and drinks, and looking into the park, it literally looks like it's frozen in time. Witness I spoke to said that it was a little bit chaotic when it happened. They said people were running everywhere. There was a lot of children here, a lot of elderly here that were here for this event.
Three people have been wounded and five are in custody. A Littleton, Colorado mother releases a copy of a bus surveillance video, which appears to show her 10-year-old autistic son being hit and punched by a school bus aide. CBS's News Colorado's Kelly Worthman.
Although it is hard to watch, that is what my child has endured for months.
No parent wants to see their child hurt, but this mother wants you to see video of the unprovoked abuse her 10-year-old son Dax suffered on a school bus last month.
We cannot bring attention to this if we don't look at it.
It's attention, she says, she tried getting from the district for months.
Japan is giving the U.S. 250 new cherry trees to help replace the hundreds being ripped out this summer to repair the crumbling seawall around the capital tidal basin. President Biden earlier hosted a state dinner to welcome Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Tomorrow they will host a summit with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. CBS's Weijia Zhang says the presence of China will loom large.
Japanese Prime Minister almost summed it up perfectly when he said, they were talking about the conflict in Ukraine. He said today it could be Ukraine and tomorrow it could be the East Asia. And so they are eyeing this very closely.
South Korea's prime minister and top presidential officials reportedly offered to resign after their crushing election defeat. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Communities around Wisconsin have more than doubled their property tax revaluation since 2020. Forward Analytics says local governments want to make sure property owners aren't underpaying their share in taxes if the market value on their homes is soaring while their assessed value stays flat. New worker safety regulations may have unintended consequences. The federal government now requires long-haul truckers to log their hours on wireless devices. But that could expose millions of trucks to hackers.
Those systems that never used to be connected to the internet or have any wireless connections, they are becoming more and more connected, and that can introduce vulnerabilities.
Jake Jepson is the co-author of a study that shows how hackers can manipulate trucks remotely. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get a win in Cincinnati. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled to a 9-5 victory over the Reds. Another new face in the crew lineup, 23-year-old Blake Perkins, got the start in center field and drove in three runs. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, this kid loves baseball. His personality is so calm and cool, collected, and He watches the game as good as anyone.
NBA, the Bucks with a much-needed win, 104-91 over the Boston Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo had to undergo an MRI after limping off the court in the third quarter with pain in his left calf muscle. As for the game, there was only two shots from the free throw line, a new NBA record. Doc Rivers.
Man, 157 game time. My goodness. You can go to a game and still have dinner.
NFL, the Packers tailgate tour continues its drive around the state.
Some of the nonprofits, the doors about to close, and the Green Bay Packer Foundation helps them.
That's Packers Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, mid-40s here in the overnight with light winds. On Thursday, showers, even a rumble of thunder possible. Highs in the upper 50s. Shower and thunderstorm chances will continue into Thursday night as our lows drop to the lower 40s. Right now, it's 55.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy, what day is today? Wednesday, yeah, wow, it's midweek. Holy cow, I just don't do time well, I gotta tell you. I was somewhat distracted because I just discovered, or just learned, the Talkers Magazine, which is the official publication of the talk radio industry, which is mostly right wing, as you well know, just came out with their Heavy 100, the top 100 radio talk show hosts in America, and we're number one, or number nine, excuse me, we're in the top 10. We're not number one, but we're number nine. I think number one is Sean Hannity, yeah. And he's got a lot more stations, I get that. But hey, we're doing well. So that's an encouraging note, isn't it? All righty, we got a lot to talk about today. Is the anti-democracy movement reaching a tipping point in the U.S. and around the world? Also, is Biden doing everything he can for Ukraine? And the EU's top diplomat says that war with Russia in Europe is a very real possibility. This is troubling. In the second hour of our program, is it possible to use the Religious Freedom Restoration Act laws? And there's, I believe, 16 states that have adopted these laws, as well as the federal law, to accomplish progressive goals? I want to brainstorm this, particularly with the lawyers who are listening today. So, if you're an attorney, listen carefully at the beginning of the next hour here, because I have a question for you. And a theory and an idea. Also in the second hour, the U.S. imposes the first ever limits on the toxic forever chemicals, the PFAS chemicals in drinking water. This is good news. And geeky science, guess what? Swapping out red meat in exchange for herring, sardines, and anchovies could save 750,000 lives. Whoa, I'll tell you about that. In the third hour, the right won't admit the Comstock Act would mean arrests for abortion. And weirdness in Arizona. We'll talk about that in some depth in the third hour. Also, how authoritarianism, leadership, and economic chaos affect ADHDers, hunters. And a pigeon alert. An idiot mega influencer once pushed the plan for mass slaughter of pigeons. Don't you know you can't slaughter pigeons? They're robots. Okay, we'll get to that in the third hour. So, a lot to talk about. It's also just a couple of quick news stories here. The Consumer Price Index came out this morning. It went up 0.4% for the month, which annualized is 3.8%, which is causing everybody on Wall Street to go, okay, I guess we're not going to get any rate cuts any day soon. And that's softening the market. I get that. In fact, I've been Larry from Los Angeles called once and said that there has never been a rate increase for a Republican president as they head into an election, and there is almost always a rate increase for Democratic presidents as they head into the election. And Larry, if you're listening, I would love to have a link or a reference to that information. I'd love to write a piece about that. Also, Donald Trump, this is interesting. He, you know, his $175 million bond, Letitia James is not having it. The court is evaluating this. But if she wins, because she's saying the company in California isn't licensed in New York and they're not actually offering to back the bond. And, you know, quack. We talked about this, you know, earlier in the week, that starting Monday or maybe Tuesday of next week, which, by the way, is when Donald Trump's criminal trial begins, she could start seizing his buildings. So, interesting times, right? Is the anti-democracy movement here in the United States and frankly, around the world, reaching a reaching a tipping point? Yesterday, Politico published an interview with Ukrainian President Zelensky titled, "Zelensky Warns Russia Has Penetrated U.S. Politics." It's a chilling read. And to compound the concern, the EU's top diplomat, Joseph Borrell, said this week, and I quote, "Russia threatens Europe. A high-intensity conventional war in Europe is no longer a fantasy." So, you know, what's going on here? Well, democracy is in trouble. It's in trouble here in the United States, where you have Republicans in the House and the Senate openly taking the side of Vladimir Putin over democratic Ukraine. It's in trouble, basically all over the world. And in fact, Freedom House in 2021 reported, and I quote, "The share of countries designated not free has reached its highest level since the deterioration of democracy began in 2006. The countries with declines in political rights and civil liberties outnumbered those with gains by the largest margin recorded during the 15-year period." The report downgraded the freedom scores of 73 countries, representing 75% of the global population. One of those countries that they identified as slipping in terms of democracy, the United States. The real issue here, I think, is pretty straightforward. What's the best way for humans to govern themselves? I mean, you've got 7,000 years of modern history, you know, post-agricultural revolution history, that suggests that, well, for most all of that time, humans have been governed by top-down hierarchies, by kings, by popes, by mullahs, all different cultures have different words for these. And there have also been, you know, throughout history, a number of very egalitarian societies. Peter Farr, back in 1968, wrote a book called Man's Rise to Civilization and the Native American. He was one of the first anthropologists to go back and find first contact with Native Americans. He's largely from the 1600s, some from the 1700s. First contact with Native American tribes, and to write essentially an ethnography of them. He documents, as I recall, 34 of them. I could be wrong, but it's brilliant. It's an amazing book. And in fact, it became the foundation for Daniel Quinn's book, Ishmael. And what he found was that most of the Native American communities in the United States at first contact were egalitarian. They were democratic, small d democratic. There were exceptions, though. There were sun gods. There was human sacrifice. Here in the Pacific Northwest, several of the tribes held slaves. Democracy existed here long before it existed anywhere in Europe, even before it existed in, you know, ancient Greece and sort of in ancient Rome. So what's the best way for us to govern ourselves? Well, you know, Thomas Hobbes kicked off this debate in 1651 when he wrote Leviathan and said that the natural state of humankind is violent and predatory. And therefore, if there isn't the iron fist of church or state to control us all, in such condition, he writes, the life of man is solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. You've all heard that quote. 103 years later, Jean-Jacques Rousseau published a piece, published an article, arguing that the natural state of humankind is not violent and hierarchical, but rather compassionate, egalitarian, and democratic. So who's right? You know, in The Hidden History of American Democracy, my most recent book, I did a deep dive into this very question. And, you know, across species, and if you're a regular listener, you've heard me rant about this before, that insects, fish, birds, most mammals
operate along Democratic lines, small d Democratic lines. You watch a school of fish, and it looks like they must be communicating telepathically, because the whole school just goes, and then zoom, they make a 20-degree turn and shoot off in another direction. How do they know to do that? Well, it turns out that with each fin motion, each fish is voting, and if more than 50% of them vote to turn 20 degrees to the right, the whole school turns 20 degrees to the right. The same with flocks of birds. So democracy is the norm. Now, there are exceptions, particularly among primates, interestingly, but democracy is the norm among most animals. So, I'm of the opinion that democracy is the norm here, and that what distorts it is largely when people of great wealth start seizing political processes so that they can, basically control everything that's going on. Like billionaire Rupert Murdoch coming to the United States. Kevin Rudd, the prime minister of former prime minister of Australia, wrote a piece for the Sydney Morning Herald titled "Cancer Eating the Heart of Australian Democracy." Rupert Murdoch, the cancer eating the heart of Australian democracy. Virtually the entire Republican Party is now committed to authoritarianism. They're supporting Donald Trump, who is an open authoritarian. There's a few holdouts like Kinzinger and Cheney, but they're kind of the exceptions that prove the rule. Mitt Romney, and they're all, Romney's resigning, and Kinzinger and Cheney lost their last elections. So what's happened is that the Republican Party has joined with essentially Russia and China, and arguably North Korea and Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi Arabia, and all these other autocracies around the world. And sadly, we're seeing Israel also move in the direction of autocracy under the leadership of Netanyahu. Now, whether they will pull back from that or not is an open question. Benny Gantz is running to challenge him, keep an eye on that. But what we're seeing all around the world is democracies under attack. In the case of Ukraine, under physical attack. And in the case of the United States, under social media and intellectual attack, for lack of a better way to say it. So what do we do about this? I think we need to fight for democracy, bottom line. And we need to call out those people who don't believe in democracy. I think most Americans still have a belief in democracy. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What is Joe Biden doing for Ukraine? I got some stories here that will surprise you. Stay tuned.
Tell a friend what's on State Park and the Pablo Center. The entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. This is 93.5 The Tap.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's one of the favorite annual events in the Chippewa Valley. The Chippewa Falls Friends of the Library Book Sale is happening Friday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, April 27th, 9 to noon. There will be books of all types for all ages, along with audio, video materials. Find information at Chippewa Falls Library.org. If deadlines are more your style, don't miss the 24-hour project on Saturday, April 27th. It's a chance to see a series of short plays written and directed in less than 24 hours. It's happening all day at the Grand Theater in Eau Claire and includes art and music too. And the Arts West event is set for Monday, April 29th. You'll find an impressive exhibit by artists from across the state at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire. It's the 45th year for Arts West. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated so that I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And dogs love the flavor. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, just absolutely go nuts for Nature's Blend. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And welcome back. So Joe Biden, we had this conversation on the program, I believe it was yesterday. And actually, we've been kind of having it on and off for weeks now, months now, where people call in and they go, you know, aren't there executive actions that Joe Biden can take to help out Ukraine, you know, as the Republicans in Congress are blocking this aid bill to Ukraine that the Senate passed months ago? And they're continuing to block it. Moscow Mike this morning, you know, we're not going to do anything today, it appears. So two stories for you, both from yesterday. This is CNN. The U.S. transferred thousands of machine guns, sniper rifles, rocket launchers, and hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition seized from Iran to Ukraine last week, U.S. Central Command announced on Tuesday. CENTCOM said the material transferred to Ukraine is enough to equip one Ukrainian brigade, around 4,000 people, with small arms rifles. These weapons will help Ukraine defend against Russia's invasion, CENTCOM said in a statement. This is not the first time the U.S. has transferred seized Iranian military equipment to the Ukrainians. The U.S. transferred over a million rounds of seized Iranian ammunition to the Ukrainian armed forces in October. So, number one.
And then number two, this Decimus writing over at Daily Kos, more of this for Ukraine, please. The European Union just gave Ukraine $5 billion and said you can use this money to buy weapons wherever you can find them. Well, the best place to find weapons for sale is in the United States. And so Ukraine has this $5 billion, and they're going to go shopping here in the United States. And President Biden is encouraging that. They could just come here and buy whatever they need, up to $5 billion. And if you think that Congress can stop this deal, the answer is probably not. In general, the executive branch is free to proceed, I'm quoting, is free to proceed with an arms sale proposal unless Congress passes legislation prohibiting that sale. So Congress has never successfully blocked a proposed arms sale by using a joint resolution of disapproval. So this is good news. Meanwhile, the top diplomat in the European Union, his name is Joseph Borrell. This is from the Financial Times today, or actually yesterday. He says, Russia is threatening Europe. War is certainly looming around us. A high-intensity conventional war in Europe is no longer a fantasy. This guy is the former Spanish foreign minister. The Danish defense minister in February essentially agreed with him, said that Russia, quote, could test NATO solidarity within 3 to 5 years. He said the Berlin Wall has been replaced by a ring of fire around us, referring to everything from instability in North Africa, Israel and Hamas, up to Ukraine. Russia's armed forces in Ukraine are deploying vastly more weaponry and manpower than Kyiv is able to do, notes the Financial Times, sparking concerns in Western capitals that Moscow could make significant territorial gains this year. This is not a good thing. I'm telling you, if Russia is successful in taking Ukraine, and without aid from the United States, that's a very real possibility. If Russia is successful in taking Ukraine, the next thing Putin is going to do, he has said, and his advisors have said, his generals have said, Dmitry Medvedev, his number two, have said, up next is Moldova in order to protect Transnistria, right? And then after that, they're going after Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. And these countries know it. They are seriously worried. And maybe even Finland. I mean, the Finnish prime minister is like, we give it 3 to 5 years, but he's coming after us. Well, 3 to 5 years from now, Putin may not be the president of Russia any longer, and it could be a new day. But for the moment, this is a very, very real threat to world peace. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Picking up your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Tap in. You're tapped Chippewa in Falls, to the issues affecting Oakland, the Valley and the Chippewa Wisconsin. Valley is talking
Consider
about
us
today.
The bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5
The Tap.
Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and a and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. What a concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Residents are assessing the damage after a reported tornado coming out of a severe weather system in the south slammed into Slidell, Louisiana. Police Chief Randy Fandle.
There's power lines still down all over the place. So we're asking people stay home. If you don't need to be on the streets, please don't be on the streets.
The severe weather is blamed for a death in Mississippi. Costs are ticking up again, rising nearly 0.5% from February to March.
The biggest drivers of inflation are the cost of rent and shelter, the cost of gas. Food prices certainly don't help.
CBS's Joe Ling Kent. A glittering state dinner at the White House tonight honored visiting Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, toasted by President Biden as a close ally.
Join me in raising your glasses to our alliance, to our friendship, and in the words of those young students in Japan, to the same future we share. Cheers.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin hasn't had a Department of Natural Resources secretary since Adam Payne stepped down in October. Governor Evers tells the Journal Sentinel he wants to make sure he makes the right choice. Also in October, the state Senate fired more than half the Natural Resources Board, which sets the agency's policies. Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5 will likely come up at next week's permanent forum on indigenous issues in New York. Critics are worried about plans for an oil tunnel under Michigan's Straits of Mackinac.
If a leak happened within that tunnel, it would cause a catastrophic failure, pumping crude oil into the Straits and into the Great Lakes.
Wes Furlong is a lawyer with the Native American Rights Fund. Line 5 carries up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas every day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, mid-40s here in the overnight with light winds. On Thursday, showers, even a rumble of thunder possible. Highs in the upper 50s. Shower and thunderstorm chances will continue into Thursday night as our lows drop to the lower 40s. Right now, it's 51.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Two quick data points for you. President Biden this morning said that Netanyahu is making a big mistake in the way that he's conducting his campaign against Hamas, you know, his widespread death and destruction campaign in Gaza. And more than 97 F-16 strike fighters are now on their way to Ukraine. This could turn the war. They are coming. They're not coming from the United States. They're coming from Denmark, the Netherlands, Norway, and Greece. So this is interesting. And we know that the Ukrainian pilots have been training on the F-16s for some time now in anticipation of this. So stay tuned, as the old saying goes. So what's on your mind today? Dan in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Dan, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hi, Tom. Good afternoon here in Michigan. I wanted to talk about the decision in Arizona that is now putting women through the horrific stuff that they're going through. And I'm wondering, could they not say that, like, the Comstock Act and that law from 1864 imposes cruel and unusual punishment that is prohibited under the Eighth Amendment?
The prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment of the Eighth Amendment only, to the best of my knowledge, and I'm not an attorney, but to the best of my knowledge, only applies to penalties imposed by law, specific penalties. In other words, the people who have been adjudicated criminal and are being punished for that criminal behavior. So I don't think so. I would be surprised. Can you think of any example when the Eighth Amendment has been used to block, you know, some random legislation that doesn't have, you know, that?
I do know that Michigan changed its rules about sentencing juveniles to life without parole, and that was a consequence of a particular law, even though it was attached to a particular court decision.
Yeah, was that the case of a particular juvenile, though, who appealed that up to the point where it could be knocked down? I mean, in other words, do you have to have a case first rather than just suing against the law? I don't think you could just sue a state, although I may be wrong. Actually, I am wrong.
Well,
you definitely can sue a state, now that I think about it.
The young woman who has helped produce the ad for Joe Biden, mm-hmm. where it closes with Donald Trump caused this,
right.
and she lost her baby and went into sepsis, I think she'd be a great person for standing that the laws are imposing cruel and unusual punishment. And when you talk to your lawyer bunch in the second hour, maybe you could ask them if the Eighth Amendment could come into play.
Yeah, that's a good one, Dan. Excuse me. Let me chew on that for a few minutes here. And let me think about it. Dan, thank you so much. That is great. Tommy in Oxford, Alabama. Hey, Tommy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I got a good mega joke for you.
Okay.
It goes like this. Mega Republicans are like mushrooms. They're kept in the dark all day long and fed crap and ask for more.
And ask for more. There you go. All right. Okay, thank you, Tommy. Ben in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind today?
Well, hey, how's it going?
Good.
I wanted to bring up the quote from Mark Twain that said, history doesn't necessarily repeat itself, but it definitely rhymes.
Yeah.
And I think this can be a good and bad thing. When you look back, about a century ago, maybe even a little less, you kind of saw the authoritarianism popping up with, Mussolini, Hitler, what have you. Unfortunately, you're seeing that again with Orban and Putin and can't think of the name, but the guy in Turkey.
Yeah, Erdogan.
Erdogan, yeah. But in our country, we had FDR come along in a very progressive movement. And I think we're going to see the same thing, even though, you know, this Donald Trump kind of controlling the Republicans and all his authoritarianism thing. I think we're going to see a lot of progressive movements, and part of it is the younger voters, under 35, 30 years old, they've come to realize the Republicans have nothing to offer them. So right. They're going to turn to Democrats and progressives. So
yeah, they're all aware of
them. I think there's something good to look forward to.
I absolutely agree with you. It's also the premise of The Fourth Turning is Here, Neil Howe's new book. And, I've written about it. I completely agree. And I think that, what young people are seeing, and frankly what everybody in America can see if they choose to, is that Reagan's neoliberalism was a disaster for everybody except the billionaire class and the multi-millionaire yep. class. And, we need to cut them down to size, frankly. I mean, it's just, they're rising up and taking over everything. I mean, they've taken over the Republican Party. They've owned it now for 40 years. And Americans are starting to push back and saying, this doesn't work for us. We're not happy that the American middle class, which used to be 2/3 of us, is now 43% of us. I mean, it's like we have been gutted. And this is what, by the way, the MAGA followers get right. The people who are following Trump. Trump says, oh, yeah, the middle class has been under attack. Well, yeah, they have, by Reagan's neoliberalism. It was the Reagan-Bush administration that negotiated NAFTA. Now, some Democrats climbed on board. Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were both on board with neoliberalism. But Joe Biden isn't. He has rejected neoliberalism. He is embracing a progressive agenda. He's using Bernie Sanders all the time. And, in fact, Bernie Sanders helped write some of the really most major and successful legislation. So I share your optimism, Ben. If we can avoid a world war, we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, and I think the American public is seeing that this, going from the bottom up.
Yeah.
It's going to work compared
from
to
the bottom up and the middle out.
Yep.
And
yeah.
I would add, by the way, just, in terms of Mark Twain's quote, the history rhymes. In 1939, Hitler, I think it was 38 that he annexed Austria and the Sudetenland. And I believe it was 39 that he invaded Poland, which was really the official beginning of what became World War II. And Franklin Roosevelt wanted to intervene, as did Winston Churchill. They wanted to stop the Germans before they went beyond Poland. And there were substantial, huge anti-war movements in the United States and in the United Kingdom that now we know, and Rachel Maddow wrote a whole book about this, now we know we're being funded by Hitler. We're being funded by Germany. But it was almost entirely Republicans. Rex Stout wrote an entire book with a collection. It's just a collection of speeches Republicans gave on the floor of the House in the 2 years leading up to Pearl Harbor, where they were saying, oh, we can do business with Mr. Hitler, and he's anti-communist just like we are, and we shouldn't involve ourselves in wars in Europe, blah, 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 blah. And that's essentially the same thing Marjorie Taylor Greene and her Putin caucus in the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson and the whole bunch of them, Scott Perry, Andy Biggs, et cetera, they're playing the same role that these turncoats did in the lead up to World War II. And because those Republicans in Congress prevented the United States from entering World War II until Pearl Harbor, until 1941, Hitler had a 2-year head start on us, and that dramatically increased the cost, both in terms of dollars and lives, of our participation in World War II. And I fear that these idiots are going to do the same thing now.
I hope not, but keep up the good work, Tom.
Will do, Ben. Thanks a lot for the call. Tom in Denver. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I tried to get in yesterday. I've got a story about the therapeutic uses of LSD.
Oh, the guest we had on yesterday with Norman Ohler, his book Tripped. Yeah, what about it?
Right. Well, I mean, my family, I'm a Sandoz, so my family actually invented the LSD quite by accident back in the 1800s. But
right.
My great-great-grandfather left the Swiss family and came to the new America to make his own fortune in tobacco.
Very cool.
Unfortunately, he didn't do that well. We're all related by that same common great-great Elvis Sanders in this country. But my story is I was a talent agent in L.A. back in the early 80s, 81. Mm-hmm. And every Friday night, we'd have a party up in the Hollywood Hills for industry people. One Friday night, I was coming home from one of those parties in my roommate's Jeep, and I made a right turn onto Mulholland Drive, and the Jeep flipped over and rolled up on a 40-foot cliff.
Ouch.
And on the way down, I smashed my head against a rock. It put me in the hospital for 2 years, Tom.
Wow.
I was 21 years old, having to be spoon-fed and diapered.
Wow.
But I was paralyzed for about 6 months, and And the last year, though, they let me go home on weekends. I mean, it was a long, arduous battle to get back to health. Sure. Now, to look at me, you wouldn't even think I'd ever skim money as a kid.
Yeah,
I'm in great health now. But I'd go home on the weekend and I'd take LSD and smoke pot and take mushrooms. And I started breaking all these records at the hospital. I mean, I was doing incredibly well. I'm the first person, at that time, I'm the first patient in the hospital's history to be taken off the anti-seizure medication in less than 2 years.
Wow.
Most people have to stay on it for a lifetime because you, anytime you have scar tissue in your brain, you have a threat of seizures.
Right.
And
so you attribute this not to being young and healthy, but to taking LSD on the weekends or psychedelics.
I said to the doctor, you know, doctor, I'm doing pretty well. And he said, you're doing amazingly well. I said, could any of that have to do with the fact that, you know, I'm taking hallucinogenic drugs on the weekends? And he said, I can't tell you to do, you know, that they're a good thing, but I can't tell you that that's not the reason why you're doing so well.
Well, we know that they have or can have, you know, when properly used, can have a massive mm-hmm. impact on things like depression. Whether they have a physical effect or not is, you know, subject to question. But our brain really controls our body, so, you know, could be.
And so it's all tied in. I mean, you know, the psychological effects have to do with your physical ability.
Sure.
Thank you, Tom. I love what you do.
Thanks, Tom. That's a fascinating story. I appreciate your calling and sharing it with us.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, the multinational corporations would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap
all of
today.
Wisconsin. Local talk on the valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact,
you're
it's on 93.5
The Tap.
This is 93.5
The Tap.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but that's not even... It's like after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe it was hot dog water, and that was like March 26th. That's so lame.
They actually did make it, though.
Good.
Got some people to actually drink it.
Suckers.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for my listeners, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves. They offer offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Anthony in St. Augustine, Florida. Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, let me ask you, because of Iran-Contra, a president has to go through Congress in order to approve aid to any country, right?
There are some things he can do by executive action, like he's doing right now, to get stuff mm-hmm. to Ukraine. But he's very limited in what he can do.
Yeah, because of Iran-Contra, right, Tom?
No, it's because of the Constitution. The Constitution explicitly says that only Congress can mm-hmm. appropriate and spend money and raise taxes to pay for it. The president can't do that.
So basically, back in the 80s when Reagan was funding the Contras, it was illegal.
That's correct. It was a violation. It wasn't just illegal. It was unconstitutional. It was even worse than that, because Congress had mm-hmm. actually passed an explicit law that said Ronald Reagan may not send any money to Central America. I mean, not literally. It was the language was a lot more flowery than that. But you get my point. That was what the law said, and Reagan just ignored that law.
So President Biden would have to go through Congress, right?
Unless he wants to do what Reagan did and break the law. But I guarantee you, if he did that, the Republicans would try to impeach him. Democrats should have impeached Reagan, frankly, when the Iran-Contra stuff came out.
Right. So basically, President Biden would have to go through Congress.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And that's why everybody's waiting for Mike Johnson to get off his ass and do something. And he's sitting around dithering and praying rolling over. He's laying on the floor with Marjorie Taylor Greene's foot on his head. I mean, that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that issue, but thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. Thank you, Anthony. Jerry in Huntington Beach, California. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, as I listen to your statements today and other days about Ukraine, I just have to shake my head in disbelief because there's no evidence to support any of what you say. And anyone who thinks that sending $61 billion more to Ukraine is going to somehow turn the tide and Ukraine's going to win the war is delusional.
Well, I'm, and then apparently, Jerry, I'm delusional. The leaders of all the countries of Europe are delusional. The leader of the head diplomat for the European Union is delusional. And you're the only smart guy left. I'm really impressed, Jerry. Marilyn in Mars Hill, North Carolina. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to speak briefly about the abortion. All the anti-abortion that's been passed must indicate that it's a power grab, and they want to take power over women. And I don't know if everybody is really kind of onto that or not. And I'm wondering if I'm exaggerating or, in fact, they are a power grab because they directly related toward women, of course. And that I read an article that two women in New York were just on the street and some man came up and slapped them in the face. One hit them on the head. There was no attempt at assault or robbery. They just came up and hit the women.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's any comment on that. And I have one other comment. When women are denied medical care and they come into a life-threatening situation and they're prohibited from receiving care because of the anti-abortion laws, I wonder if we can't find some tricky dick attorneys that Trump uses and we can't sue these people for practice, the Congress people, for practicing law with, practicing medicine without a license.
Yeah, I've heard that phrase many times. Marilyn, I think you're absolutely right. The anti-abortion message is being driven by people affiliated with largely with two religious groups, the Catholic Church and the evangelical Protestant movement in the United States. Both are heavily hierarchical. Both are male-dominated. Both believe that a woman is subservient to a man, you know, in the biblical sense. You know, Eve was created out of Adam so that she could serve him and be a helpmate. Quack. So of course the anti-abortion movement is going to reflect that worldview that women are second-class citizens. And I think that what they're trying to do is institutionalize this in law, that women are second-class citizens, that their decisions don't matter, that what matters are the decisions of the men in their lives or the men in these legislatures. And it's really bizarre to see, you know, Republican women going along with this, but they're few and far between. I mean, it's so.
Yeah, it goes back to the, I can never figure out in present day in a wedding ceremony, who giveth this woman?
Right.
In other words,
exactly.
Property.
Another, yeah, exactly, another anachronism. I mean, the whole thing is anachronistic, arguably, but, it's that doesn't make it any less real or any less problematic. Marilyn, thank you for the call. Spot on. Your analysis, I think, is absolutely accurate. Coming up, is it possible to use the religious freedom laws, and I want to hear from the lawyers out there, to accomplish progressive goals? I'll tell you about this on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact, it's on tap every day.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he's having a bad day. And he looks, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, "Hey, guys, can I get a dunk?" Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with a launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.